Pittsburgh Pop for this week. Rob Owen, Tim Benz with you. Your weekly slice of pop culture here at Trib Live on the podcast page. Read Rob, TV Talk, TV Q&A weekly. You can check me out daily, Breakfast with Benz, Monday through Friday. Glad that you all are with us today. Plenty to talk about coming off the weekend. Rob, first of all, how was your weekend? How have you been?
Good. Watching too much TV as usual.
Is part of that Dahmer monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story on Netflix?
No, it is not Dahmer hyphen monster colon the Jeffrey Dahmer story on Netflix. They sent out review copies of that. I think it was 5 to 7 days before it premiered. I presume they did that because they knew the reviews were going to be bad, which they were. Although, if you get down into the nitty gritty, it's like the reviews are bad because I don't know how many episodes it is, but say it's an 8-episode series. It would have been a great series at 4, and at 8, there's just too much air, but there are some really good episodes within that. I've heard Niecy Nash is incredible in an episode focused on her character as the neighbor who keeps saying, there's a smell coming from that apartment.
Yeah.
And no one takes her seriously. So anyway, I did not watch Dahmer because, you know, my review calendar was set and I wasn't going to drop everything for a story that's been told and retold a bajillion times at this point.
Are the reviews bad because they didn't like the acting, they didn't like the script, they didn't like the pacing, or is it the societal stuff, like why are you glorifying this monster?
I mean, I've seen both of those things, but I think the main thing, taking out the societal piece, is just it. Too much. There's too much of it. Not enough story to fit the amount of time that's there.
You know, I agree with what you said about Niecy Nash. I also think the guy who's playing Dahmer, who people might remember as the brief boyfriend of Kate Winslet in Mayor of Easttown. That's who that is.
And Evan Peters is the actor. Yeah.
Yeah. Evan Peters. I think he's doing a good job, at least from what I've seen so far. What are people saying about him in particular?
The reviews I've said have said that he was really good in Mayor of Kingstown because he didn't have to affect sort of like the weirdo tics that he does when he's in Ryan Murphy projects, and Dahmer is another Ryan Murphy project that he's in.
What about Kingstown? That's shooting here in Pittsburgh.
So I talked to Diane Wiest a couple weeks ago. She plays the mom to the Jeremy Renner character in the show. It's about this family that sort of runs the prison system in Kingstown, Michigan. And she was saying that she's looking forward to, when I talked to her, she was in Connecticut at her home there, but she was looking forward to getting back to Pittsburgh to go to the Warhol Museum and the Carnegie Museum. And, you know, they are, you know, it's now October, and they are close to ending production on their second season. I don't think the premiere date has been announced quite yet, but I had heard that it might even be this fall that it comes back on Paramount Plus. But yeah, they're only here for the rest of October, and then I think they're pretty much done. There's also an Ethan Coen movie shooting locally, yeah. And the Ethan Coen movie is set in Florida. So if you see a film crew out setting things up to look like Florida, adding Spanish moss, fake Spanish moss to trees, that's the Ethan Coen movie. If you see a film crew out doing not much to the background because they're trying to make it look like Michigan, and Pittsburgh and Michigan probably have some similarities. So if there's not a lot going on in terms of Florida-ing the set, then assume it's Mayor of Kingstown.
You also wrote a review this morning about Daily Alaska. What are you thinking about that series? I know you're optimistic about it.
Yeah. Now, first, I'm going to screw up the title somewhere along the line if I haven't already, because in the show, the name of the newspaper is The Alaskan Daily, and yet the show title is Daily Alaska. So I'm definitely going to screw that up at some point. This is a series that's on ABC, premieres Thursday at 10, I believe it says in the article, for sure. It stars Hilary Swank. She's a New York newspaper reporter who has a scandal with a story and ends up working for her old boss at this newspaper in Anchorage, Alaska, investigating the murder of an indigenous woman. I really liked it, although I'm going to confide some stuff here that wasn't in the review. So I saw an early version of the pilot, And they had said, and it wasn't for review, it was for information purposes only. And they had said they were reshooting some scenes, but I thought that meant they were going to reshoot a scene where I thought Hillary Swank was a little over the top. They did not reshoot that scene. Instead, they created entirely new scenes and got rid of some scenes I rather enjoyed. But it's fascinating to see what they did. And because it was kind of on the hush that I saw it, I didn't include this in the review. But originally, the episode had this scene where the editor, played by Jeff Perry, who viewers will, when you see him, you've seen him before. He was on Scandal. He plays the editor of the paper, and he gives this big speech about how we're not fake news, and we're certainly not the enemy of the people. And they changed it, and it's fascinating, you know, seeing how the sausage is made, because in the version that will air, that speech is gone, and instead the Hillary Swank character gives kind of a little pep talk that includes not the exact dialogue I just used, but some other kind of up with journalism dialogue to a younger colleague. And it's just fascinating to see that, okay, they decided mentioning fake news was a bad idea. Also, we want Hillary Swank to have the heroic speech and not Jeff Perry. So that was really interesting to see. But having said that, I've now seen a second episode since I wrote the review. I think the show holds up. What I really like about it is the fact that, yes, obviously I'm biased, that journalism is a noble calling and all that stuff, but they get all the details right. Like, there are monitors around the newsroom, both at her big paper and at her little paper, showing like analytics of how stories are performing on the website. The interactions between the people are believable. I love the supporting cast. They're people I've never seen. For the most part, they're not super attractive, glamorous people. They look like real journalists.
Ugly like us. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the way they go about sort of, I like the structure and the format of the show, too, because you've got this investigation that Hillary Swank's character is doing in with the assistance of a local reporter. That is going to be run through the season, and presumably that will be resolved by the end of the season. But then each episode has its own sort of story something that's happening in Anchorage that a reporter investigates. So in episode two, a diner everyone loves goes up in flames, and there's a whole investigation and a story behind, well, how did it go up in flames? Why did someone pour kerosene on it? Who did it? And so it's a smart show that has both a serialized element, it has a case of the week element, it gets journalism right. The Hillary Swank character, once she sort of settles into the role, I think she's very appealing. I'm very much enjoying the show. It reminds me a little bit of how West Wing was a love letter to public servants. Daily Alaska is a love letter to journalism and local journalism specifically.
All right, what else, Rob? Speaking of local journalism, what about the regional Emmys?
Yes, so the regional Emmys were handed out Saturday night, I believe in Philadelphia. That's where they always take place. And among local stations, WQED was tops with 9 awards, including overall excellence. PXI won 5 awards, KDK took home 2, and WTAE got none. Trib Live, our employer, got 3. The Pittsburgh Penguins got 3. And some individual awards, Channel 11's Gordon Lesh was named Best Anchor for News. Former Channel 11 reporter Mike Holden won Best Reporter. He left and went to Cleveland a few months ago. And Joe Woese, who hosts Cartoon Academy and WQED, teaching kids how to draw cartoon characters, also won for the Best Host. I think I said that already. So that was some doings in local TV land.
You mentioned Deb Ackland, Deb Ackland just left, right?
Yes, she has a non-smoker's lung cancer diagnosis, and she announced her resignation from the station last week. So then it will now be searching for a replacement for her. And then two other local things, Al Primo, who was a Pittsburgh native and created the Eyewitness News format and really the idea of a news team in local TV news, passed away in Connecticut last week. And then Susan Copin on Channel 11 had a report last week where she saved a bystander with CPR. And it was actually a really fascinating story. And I know on the surface it sounds like, oh, we're just self-aggrandizing the reporter, but I thought it was actually fairly informative. There's such a thing as hands-on, no-breath CPR, which I don't think was a thing back when I learned CPR.
Right.
So
you had the dummy and you did the chest pumps, right, and that was it. Yeah.
Right. Well, and you did the breaths, and then you could do CPR without the breaths. So anyway, I thought it was, yes, it's a little self-aggrandizing, but mostly I thought it was a fascinating report, especially the fact that the car ran over her foot while she was doing all this. Yeah, I thought it was a good, interesting report. And I wrote a little bit about that last week too.
What do we have coming up in TV Q&A and TV Talk for this week?
So TV Talk, some local guys involved in Monster High, a new movie musical that's coming to Paramount Network later this week, and also Nickelodeon. TV Q&A is a question about if a hurricane ruined Oak Island, the featured in History's The Curse of Oak Island show. And then post also later this week, we have a CMU grad joining Grey's Anatomy. And it was a very interesting interview I had with her because she, the actress's name is Alexis Floyd. She was in Inventing Anna. She's a 2015 CMU grad. But she talks about how Shonda Rhimes, the creator of both of those, Grey's Anatomy and Inventing Anna, has really sort of taken her under her wing. And I don't know if it's just that Shonda likes her. I've never heard of Shonda doing this with other people. She comes into the show with sort of a mysterious backstory connection to Gray Sloan. And so part of me wonders, and I'm just putting it out there now in case it turns out to be true. Part of me wonders, is she somehow related to Meredith Gray? And if so, are they setting up this character to take over the show so they can continue it and still call it Grey's Anatomy if Ellen Pompeo leaves the show because she's Meredith Grey. And she's already out for all but 8 episodes this season while she does a Hulu limited series. So anyway, I will be curious to see if Alexis Floyd becomes Ellen Pompeo's heir apparent on Grey's Anatomy this season.
We will look for that. Make sure you check it out at Trib Live. Keep reading me at Breakfast Ben's and listen to all of our podcasts as well as the Steelers wind through the quarterback drama now that Kenny Pickett is in the starting lineup, at least for today. We'll see what happens for the Bills game, but stay with us at Breakfast Ben's. Rob, we'll talk again next week.
Sounds good.
And that's another edition of Pittsburgh Pop.